Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Don't you love when rap hip-hop has reached Thanksgiving music? It's the Gobble Gobble Turkey Wobble by Cuckoo Kangaroo.
This is lit.
This
slaps. I do the turkey wobble. Gobble, gobble, gobble.
All right. coming up, going into the break, we've got a song that is, well, I would say it has a relation to Thanksgiving, but not it's not directly a Thanksgiving song. And then in the last hour, we're going to play some segments from Adam Sandler's Thanksgiving song.
Are we going to play the turkey wobble, gobble, gobble again?
Yeah, maybe so.
Well, because, you know, we can't play it after. It's not going to make
any
sense
true.
Next week. We got to really strike while the iron's hot.
Yeah, that's true. Because I just found this song for our list.
Yeah, so, it's brand new.
Yeah, it is. All right. I'm Scoot. It is Wednesday. Feels like a Friday because tomorrow's Thanksgiving, and then a lot of people take Friday off, so it's a long holiday weekend for many of you. Turkey Talk with Nicole Dordnak of Dordnak's Great Store in Metairie. She's going to join us at about 2:20 this afternoon. So I picked up my turkey yesterday, did a little breast massaging last night. Well, I want to make sure that it's thawed out enough. So you massage the breasts. You massage the breast of the turkey.
This is why I keep this bottle of Maalox in here.
And sometimes I reach around and massage the legs. Well, you know, I've got to make sure that it's all defrosted because you can't put a frozen turkey in the oven. So I've every once in a while I go in and massage the breast and look, there's nothing wrong with that activity. It's something I look forward to every Thanksgiving. So anyway, I'll put the turkey in tomorrow morning, and then I don't know it's at some point that I've got to go to the VIP party at the Benson Tower before the Saints game, and then the Saints game.
That free turkey?
I'm gonna taste the free turkey. I will have had some turkey at home.
Oh man, you're gonna have too much turkey.
Yeah, well, you know, it's that time of year.
Is there such a thing as too much?
Well, I like turkey. There was a survey that shows that 74% of Americans could do without the turkey and just eat the sides.
74% of Americans don't want turkey?
I mean, I love turkey.
What's wrong with you?
I love turkey.
Fake news.
And then you get to the point where, you know, the turkey itself can create political tension. I mean, you can say no politics, no politics at all.
Yeah.
And then it's, you know, do you want the right wing or the left wing?
Oh, for crying out loud.
You know, and then it comes out. And then you look at what color is the cranberry sauce? It's red. Okay, so these are things that just spawn conversations about politics.
Is there something that's blue?
No, there's nothing blue.
There's no blue?
If there's anything blue, don't eat it.
Yeah, don't eat any blue Thanksgiving food. That's weird.
Yeah, so, I hope everybody, gets to have a fun turkey. And if you're going to a big event, maybe be a little cautious. The pandemic is kind of over, but it's not officially over. So, you know, this is a huge day to shop. And I feel like I've just really, you know, just, I feel like I've just...
I'm sorry, the turkey wobble is still playing in the background. Gosh. I got ready to play the cut, and I put the wobble back.
All right. We're leading into what is known as a cut.
The segment is
It's an audio cut here. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So let's see. Where was I? I feel really good because yesterday I shot. I waited until the Tuesday before Thanksgiving, but I shot yesterday, got my turkey. In fact, even in the store, I had to feel the breast to make sure that it wasn't too frozen.
Would you
just
play the cut?
This is like fun conversation. I live alone, you know. All right, so this is a big day for people to get out and shop.
A pandemic shift that began last year after years of stores being open on the holiday for early Black Friday shopping. There's a big tally of those that won't be open, including Kohl's, Best Buy, Macy's, Target, JCPenney, Walmart, Bath & Body Works, Costco, and the list goes on. States including Maine, Massachusetts, and Rhode Island require most stores to be closed on Thanksgiving. As for what's open, some grocery stores, including Kroger, as well as Starbucks and CVS pharmacies. Matt Piper, CBS News.
All right, today is also like the busiest day of travel. This is the day when more people travel than any other day. And millions are at airports right now.
I'm Michelle Wright here at Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport. And with travel nearing pre-pandemic levels, things are certainly busy here. Despite the long lines, folks I spoke with are just happy to be flying again. And heading to see family.
Very excited. Very excited to see my boys. My daughter's flying in, so we're just having a. We haven't all been together in a while.
Yeah, I'm excited. It'll be the first time for a holiday in a long time.
The airport expects more than 2.2 million passengers to pass through their gates by the end of Sunday evening. At Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport, Michelle Wright for CBS News Atlanta.
Yeah, that airport in Atlanta, that's one of the busiest airports in the country. Sometimes you get the feeling that when you die, your soul goes to that airport, the Atlanta airport, before it goes to heaven or hell. It's kind of like a purgatory. This is a good time of year. And the weather's beautiful. Yeah, I'd like it a little cooler, but it's going to be cool by the weekend. Like Friday's going to be a really, really, really chilly day. So people are traveling. I think Matt Doyle in our news department has done a really great job of telling you how many spaces are left in the different parking places.
That's
like a new feature.
But
yeah, it's like, he's been keeping track of that. And it's been great, like in the long-term parking, short-term parking. And, you know, taking a cab or taking Uber, Lyft, that's another good way to get to the airport. So if you do want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line 504-260-1870. Let's go uptown to Nick. Nick, welcome to our show.
Oh, yeah. Happy Thanksgiving, Scoot.
Same to you.
And we got to remember, with this Aubrey trial and all of that, all the good that is going to be done. If it wasn't for COVID, there would be millions of people sitting elbow to elbow, white, black, red, yellow, all
That's
in
right.
between, eating Thanksgiving dinner tomorrow.
That's right.
And there's other people fixing dinner for them today, and they'll hand it out in the cars.
Yeah.
But it's a ton of good, and these guys will get what they deserve, and anybody that does anything like that to anybody. Get what they deserve. And tomorrow, we'll have a wonderful Thanksgiving dinner. White, black, red, yellow. We all will sit down together and have a beautiful dinner.
Nick, I love your words, and thank you very much for your call, and happy Thanksgiving to you. This is a day when we come together, and if you go back to the first Thanksgiving, and really the research that I've done shows that really there's only sketchy details of the very first Thanksgiving, which was 1621, I believe. And so, back in those days, people didn't go to the store. There were no stores. And so what they did was celebrate the harvest, because by this time in the fall, if they didn't have a good harvest and food to eat through the winter, people died. And people got sick and died, and people died from starvation. So it was a big deal if there was a good harvest, and there was a good harvest. And things weren't great between the Native Americans and the early settlers. Things were not great there. There was tension there, but they came together. And it was a three-day celebration. It wasn't just one day. And they got together and they celebrated the harvest because it was going to be good for both of them. Now, we know that not long after that, things turned really, really ugly and things changed. And so, as I celebrate Thanksgiving every year, I keep in mind the reality of the first Thanksgiving. And I keep in mind the reality of how Native Americans were treated when Europeans arrived in this country. And I don't think there's anything wrong with understanding that reality. That's okay. And we need to do more of that as a country instead of less of it. And there are people who don't want to recognize the reality of the past because it's uncomfortable for them. Well, think about how uncomfortable it is for the people who are at the receiving end of the bad stuff. So, you know, I do celebrate Thanksgiving. It's a tradition. And even when I'm alone in my life, I make a turkey for me. And I eat off of that turkey for, a period of time. So I love it. I mean, I love the tradition. And I'm sure there's a side in particular or a certain way to do the turkey that makes it very special for you. For me, it's my grandmother's black cherry jello with black cherries in it. And that will always remind me of Thanksgiving. And I also picked up a sweet potato pie yesterday, so I'll have a little sliver of that. You know, I'm going to want to consume the whole thing. And I got some Cool Whip to put on top of that. So I'm looking forward to that. But I'm sure there's one little side that makes it special for you. And if you want to share that with us, you can call our show. Or if there's any turkey talk you want to get involved in, the Oakenheart Jewelers Talk and Text Line, 504-260-1870. Let's go to Mark in Gulfport. Hey, Mark, welcome to the show. Happy Thanksgiving.
Hey, happy Thanksgiving, Scoot. Hey, I'm going to tell a story real quick about Troy Aikman. It's got two components.
Okay.
My buddy was getting married. His dad worked for the Dallas Cowboys. So for the bachelor party, we went over there and visited his dad over at the complex. And he gave us a tour. And during the tour, just so happened Troy Aikman was there. So we got to meet him. At the end of meeting with him, he asked me if I wanted his autograph. And I said, no, we got the same last name. And he said, really? I said, yeah. So I gave a brief overview of our family history. He was like, well, man, you sure you don't want an autograph? I said, no, that's okay. I told you I got the same last name. Well, he got his panties in a bunch about that. I told my sister, who was a huge Troy Aikman fan, she did not believe me. 2 weeks after that, she was hosting a fundraiser up in North Louisiana, a charity auction, and he was the MC for the auction. We walked past each other during the event. He looks at me, points at me, goes, Aikman, right? I said, right, and I kept walking. I got in so much trouble from my sister for just not being nice to him. But
well, see, he remembered you because you didn't ask him for his autograph. And I want to get this straight, though, Mark. You're telling me that Troy Aikman said, basically, hi, I'm Troy Aikman. Want my autograph?
Well, we had talked a little bit about that, and then he said, hey, you fellas want an autograph? And he looked at me, and I was like, no, that's okay. I got the same last name. And, you know, so he was offering autographs, I guess, to be nice, you know, as part of, you know, working with the guys.
Well,
dad.
You know, in his case, maybe in his defense, you know, those guys sign autographs and they're paid for it. So their autographs are worth money. So offering to give you an autograph might have been not just egotistical, but he might have been offering you, you know, something that he thought was cool.
Yeah, I will tell you real quick. Kyle Turley of the Saints, we went to autograph signing. My son had something that he got signed. He asked Turley to sign it for him again, which would have been the second one, and he refused because he wouldn't pay him the money to for an autograph.
So, yeah, anyway, so in that situation, maybe Troy Aikman was offering something nice, and he wasn't being totally obnoxious, yeah. Like, hey, I'm Troy Aikman. Want my autograph?
Yeah, but I thought it was a good story. Have a great day.
All right, Mark, you too. All right, happy Thanksgiving. All right, here's a Thanksgiving-related song. I think this is appropriate. Going to have some mashed potatoes with your turkey? This was a dance that baby boomers used to do, the mashed potato.
How does it? Can you do it?
No, not really.
Come on.
Well, you just kind of do your, you know, it's kind of like you're mashing potatoes with your feet.
What do you do with your arms?
Oh, whatever.
So it's just the feet.
Well, it's not like clogging. You know, you can move your upper body.
Okay, you're not like.
Yeah, right. So, you know, yeah, you just kind of do your arms and it's like you're mashing potatoes. And that's why they call it the mashed potato.
Wow.
Yeah, it wasn't very complicated. Kind of like the twist. Well, what do you do? You twist.
You just
that's
twist around.
Pretty much it.
Twist around like we did last summer.
All right. Turkey talk. Nicole Dorgnak coming up next. I'm Scoot on WWL.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yeah, I don't think we need to hear the end of that song to figure out how that's going to end.
Where do you find this stuff?
Well, you know, sometimes I want to do stuff the audience doesn't have to actually think about.
Oh, good. Nailed it.
All right, let's do Turkey Talk with Nicole Dorgnak. Nicole, welcome to our show. Happy Thanksgiving.
Hi, happy Thanksgiving to y'all. Thanks for having me.
So I know you've
How
been.
You doing,
I'm good. I know you've been at the store for days. You've been cooking in the back with everybody in the kitchen. What was the thing that you were working on right before you came to the phone?
Right before I came to the phone, I was slicing turkeys up because some people order them sliced, and then we're getting all the melaton dressing and all the cream spinach and oyster dressing and gravy, everything ready to go out for the customers that ordered for us.
You know, I love Mirliton, but it's not something that I would cook. I don't know how to cook it, and I don't do casseroles, so I don't know what to do with it. But every time I've had anything with Mirliton in it, I've loved it, and I love seeing them in the store.
Oh, it's so great. Mirliton is a mild vegetable that takes on flavors of whatever you cook with it. So
I see.
I do. For the store, we do shrimp, and I use Chasesi boiled ham. But when my grandmother used to make it, she would put crab meat in it as well. But for the store, we just do like a shrimp and melaton with ham dressing, and it's really, really good. Too hard to scoop out the little individuals, but that's how she used to do them, into the little shell.
Nicole, your store is busy today. You know, I would think that, you know, there's a special cult following that Dorgnak's has. You know, there's something special about the store. And since I moved to West End, it has become one of my stores. And I saw you there the other day, and was there again actually last night. But you know, sometimes people get a little bit, upset with things. What's the biggest problem that anybody would have at a grocery store on a day like today?
On a day like today, small turkeys has been a problem.
Really?
Because small turkeys are hard to come by this year. So we, you know, kept getting them in, and then they would sell. So as soon as we would put them in the case, they would sell, frozen or fresh.
And what would you consider to be a small turkey?
Well, the smalls are like the 10 to 12, 12 okay. to 14 pound, lower than 16.
Yeah, I see.
Then when you get to 16, 18, and then the 20, 24, I mean, that's huge. Like, yeah. I don't know who even has an oven that big. Well, except for like someone with a commercial oven, but they're huge, the 20 to 24s.
All right, so you're there at Dorgnax. You're familiar with all the food and everything. What is a big mistake that people make with turkey every Thanksgiving?
Well, you don't season it well when you put it in the oven, or you don't let it cook long enough, or you overcook it. You cook it too high for too long. So,
now, when you take the turkey out of the oven, does it continue to cook?
It does a little bit when it rests, but when you cook your turkey, you want it to be to the right temperature in three different spots. You want to test it in the breastbone, you know, near there. You want to get it in the thigh, down by the dark meat. And kind of in the middle. You want to test it all over and make sure you're at that 165 to 170 degrees. And it has to be there for, about an hour or so before you pull it out.
So you have to hit 165 to 170 degrees for about an hour.
Yeah.
And basically with the turkey, you're talking about 20 minutes for every pound. Is that right?
That's about right, yeah. Okay. That's about right. It usually takes like 3.5-4 hours to cook a turkey right on the smaller side. Now, those big boys, those take longer because it's by the pound, obviously.
I've never had one of those red pop-up things work for me. They never pop up. I'm always waiting for the red pop-up thing to pop up to let me know the turkey's ready. Are those things reliable?
They can be, but you always want to use the thermometer because we've had some that pop and some that over the years, some that pop, some that don't. So you always want to get a thermometer and test it.
Right, what is your favorite side?
My favorite side is the melaton dressing.
Mm.
That is my favorite. And cream spinach. I love cream spinach. So we'd make that too.
Are there food, Nicole, are there food items that are trendy from one Thanksgiving to another? Like, is there one hot item this year, Thanksgiving 2021?
It seems like, even with the price of everything, the seafood items.
Really?
Oyster dressing.
Yeah.
And the melaton, those things. I just think it's because they're so New Orleans and around here, that's what people want to eat. When I was growing up, my grandmother always made the oyster dressing. So my sister hated it because she didn't like that oyster flavor. So when my mom married my father, my sister's favorite.
You know, I have a similar story. I mean, I grew up eating with my grandmother and mother. I grew up eating oyster dressing. And at the time, when I was young, I didn't like oysters. So I always thought that was kind of weird. And I wasn't really that crazy about the dressing. And I've never made oyster dressing on my own. So, I mean, I love oysters now. But back then, I didn't really care for them.
Well, and oysters are funny too, because raw they taste different, you know, fried, grilled. So like my husband will eat raw oysters, but he's not wild about fried oysters or cooked oysters. So now if they're char grilled with some nice butter and garlic and bread, that's a little different. So oysters are definitely one of those things you love or hate, and you like them certain ways.
You know, one thing I noticed at Dorgnax is you've got the Louisiana satsumas in, and I have purchased a few of those, and those are delicious.
Yes, they have been good this year, even with all the Ida troubles.
Now, when are you going to get the actual oranges, the navel oranges in? Will you get any this year?
I thought we had some earlier in the season. I'm here now. I'm going to go walk over there right now and see. So if they're not, I haven't gotten an actual confirmation on that, but I know we had some early on. But
Louisiana oranges are so good. I mean, they're huge, and the pulp is big, and I mean, I love Louisiana oranges.
Yeah, Yeah, they are special. They are very good.
You know, I'm whenever I go into Organics, I'm very tempted with that whole bakery section. And where I walk in, and I pass the bakery section, and I, honestly, I could eat everything in sight. The bakery is absolutely amazing.
Yeah, it's dangerous.
Very. Sometimes yeah, I wish you'd put like a blue tarp over it before I go in.
Right. That's a good idea. Well, let me know when you're coming and we'll hide it.
Okay, all right, yeah.
Scoot's coming in. Get the blue tarp out. Scoot's coming in. Get the blue tarp.
That's and, right.
Yeah,
that's
it would
right.
make it a little less tempting for me. Any other tips that you want to...
We have some Ben Beck Bell Naval Oranges right now. It looks like they're coming in to see you.
Oh, okay, cool. Well, you know, I probably won't rush over there today because, you know, I don't know if I'm an experienced enough shopper to be shopping today. Because
yeah, you have to be a professional today.
You have to be a professional. You know, and look, another thing I love about Organics is I love when they everybody always asks paper or plastic, and they always have somebody to bag your groceries. That's such a nice treat.
Yes, that is something that's very important here that we try to keep that going. That's one of my... The husband's pet peeves is when we don't have enough cashiers or baggers to get the customers in and out and taken care of.
Well, that's good.
We have great employees all over, though.
And they seem like they're happy doing what they do, which is a very big thing. So, Nicole, any last suggestions for anybody who's getting ready to do a turkey tomorrow?
Just I always start mine breast down for the juices to go down. You know, they always say the top gets dry.
Wait a minute. I got to write this down. Wait. So you turn the turkey upside down. You start breast down?
Yep. Turn it upside down for about the first 45 minutes. And then the juice, my grandmother used to do that too. The juices go down and then you flip it over and cook it the rest of the time.
I didn't.
And then it helps that dark meat underside cook a little better.
Yeah, because that's...
dark meat underside seems to take longer to cook than the rest.
That's the key with the turkey because when you start... When you start to slice it, like the top is really dry, and then it's a little more moist when you get closer to the bone.
Yep, and then covering it or tenting it with foil, and then I always stuff, and we stuff ours with fresh onion, fresh carrot, and fresh celery. Okay. So that helps to keep it moist.
All right, first 45 minutes, breast down in the pan, then turn it over and cover it. That's really good advice. Yep. I'm going to do that tomorrow morning.
All right. Well, let me know how you do with that.
All right. Nicole Dorgnack, thank you for being with us. Thanks for the turkey talk from Dorgnack's.
All right. Thanks for having me.
All right. If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Oakenheart Jewelers Talk and Text Line, 504-260-1870. I know a lot of people are out shopping, and some of you are traveling. Some of you are heading into New Orleans. The Bayou Classic is this weekend. It's going to be fun to have that back in town. And there are so many signs, as we've talked about the last 2 days, so many signs that, you know, without it officially being over, the pandemic is kind of over. I mean, I'm going to a lot of things. I'm not wearing a mask all the time. I still have my mask with me, and I'm still careful. I still wash my hands, and I still carry sanitation wipes with me all the time. Of course, I kind of did that before, so that's not going to change. But, you know, things are feeling really good, and it's because so many people got vaccinated. Nearly 200 million Americans are fully vaccinated. And so that has just changed the course of everything. So thanks to all of you who got vaxxed up. Let's go to Ian Hoke with a couple of your text messages.
Here's a text that says, I got a question for you two geniuses. Is the gravy that's made with the turkey entrails pronounced giblet or giblet?
What two geniuses was he addressing?
I think you and I. I guess he means you and I are geniuses.
I would say giblet, I don't know. Yeah, it may be one of those things where it doesn't really matter. Tomato, tomato. I mean, it doesn't really matter.
Giblet sounds like
giblet's a drink, isn't it?
You're thinking of a gimlet.
Gimlet. Oh, yes. That's close. Okay.
No. You wouldn't say give me a vodka gimlet.
No, you say like a giblet.
You'd say give me a gimlet. So a giblet. It's a hard G.
It's a giblet.
Giblet.
Yeah.
I'm sure someone will disagree with us. Here's a text message that says, hey, Ian and Scoot, for my Thanksgiving dinner, I'm not having no turkey. I'm having shrimp and chorizo with stir-fried Mexican rice with corn and black beans and fresh chilies from the garden. I'm giving thanks for living in such a culturally diverse city because it is so delicious to live in New Orleans.
That's great. I love that. And by the way, this is a good time to remind you that the biggest day of the year, the busiest day of the year for plumbers, is the day after Thanksgiving. It's true.
It's true.
The busiest day for plumbers is the day after Thanksgiving because, you know, everybody was, you know, they spent some time on the porcelain bus.
Yeah, or the throne.
The throne. What porcelain bus,
porcelain
throne.
Throne. I can't remember. Yeah. Here's a text that says, at the first Thanksgiving, lobster and clams were part of the menu.
I was not aware of that.
I thought you were going to say I was not there.
But I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
Massachusetts, right?
Clams. Yeah, they had tons of clams.
Yeah.
They had clams just falling out of the sky, practically. Couldn't get enough of those clams, first world people. Here's a text message that says, come on, Scoot. Are you dressing up this year for Thanksgiving? I loved it last year. I know you're a busy guy, but you really only need sunglasses to look like Joe Biden.
Wait, I only need sunglasses to look like Joe Biden?
I think you need a blue suit, and you know you got to comb your hair back a little bit, and then put on some glasses.
I got to get those aviator glasses though. I don't have a pair of those.
Well, those are easy to come by. You can get those at the French Market. You know, like 3 for $20 or something.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you know, it's getting there. That's the big issue, not the cost of it.
Yeah. Well, you should. That'd be fun.
Well, I don't know. Maybe I would. Did I dress up last Thanksgiving?
This texter certainly seems to be. I think
I pulled a Trump. Last Thanksgiving.
I think I was dressed up as Trump last year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Joe Biden is not as exciting.
But, I mean, it's all about the sunglasses.
It is.
The sunglasses ties the whole look together. And then, otherwise, you just look like an old man in a suit, which is like, okay.
Which is the way I look every day, except without
that
the suit.
That is not what you look like every day.
All right, look, we got to get to a break here. Let's get something good on the air here, like commercials. If you want to join us with a comment... The Okunart Jewelers Talk and Text Line, 504-260-1870. About 9:30, 10 o'clock tomorrow, my apartment is going to smell awesome. Because I'll have that turkey in the oven with the green peppers and the onions. And I'll be making that turkey, and it's going to just smell great. And then I got to pack it up and put it in the refrigerator because I got to get down to the VIP party and then go to the Saints game, which is going to be fun. Are the Saints going to win? We can talk about that, too. I'm Scoot, on the air. We'll be back on WWL.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
This is a time of year when people think about going home, think about being home. In my travels around the country, there was a time when I was really kind of down because I realized I don't really have a home. I mean, New Orleans is always my home, but I was away and I really, you know, I was new in a place and it's like, this is really my home. So I learned at that point to make wherever you are home. That home is not the physical structure. It's not the construction. Home is what lives in your heart and mind. And so wherever you are, just try to make that home. Try to feel like you're at home wherever you are. And Thanksgiving is a time when people come together and give thanks, and it's about gatherings, and it's about families coming together. All right, Thomas Morstad is with the Atlanta Falcons now. And I'm happy for the guy. I hope he shanks a few punts. But, yeah, Thomas Morstad has now signed with the Atlanta Falcons. That happened yesterday. Yeah, I know. I hate that he's with the Falcons, but I like the guy, so I'm glad that he has a job. Have you noticed that when you buy the Ocean Spray cranberry sauce, the jelly cranberry sauce, which I buy, I respect those of you who make fresh cranberry sauce, but I like the jellied cranberry sauce with the mold of the can right there on the gelled chunk of cranberry. Cranberry sauce, I like that. But have you noticed that when you go to stack them, they're upside down? The label's upside down. The label is such that the bottom of the can, the bottom is the rounded edges, and the sharp edges are at the top of the can. And Ocean Spray explains that this is done on purpose. They say that the cans are filled and labeled upside down with the rounded edge on top and the sharp can-like edge on the bottom to keep the jelly whole. Ocean Spray says this creates an air bubble on the rounded side, the top, so customers can swipe the edge of the can with a knife to break the vacuum, and the log will easily slide out. Because I go to stack, I did this yesterday. I bought some cans of cranberry sauce, and I go to stack them with my other cans, and it won't stack because when you stack it with the label facing the right way, that's the bottom of the can. I mean, that's the top of the can, not the bottom of the can. So it's kind of weird. So, look, I've got OCD, so I don't want cans that are with the labels facing the wrong way. But if you stack the cans in your cupboard or wherever, your cabinets, yeah, it's kind of weird.
Strange. Anyone that has upside-down cans in their cupboard...
Yeah, it's just weird.
Should have a wellness check.
But you can't. The Ocean Spray cans are upside down.
How did you manage?
Well, I didn't put them in the cabinet. I left them on the counter.
I'm not touching those. No.
I'm not
getting anywhere near that.
They're not stackable, so I didn't stack them. All right, do we have any text messages?
Yeah, here's a text that says, "Hey, Scoot, about 9 years ago, I saw on WWL a video of a Cajun boiling a turkey. Not frying it, boiling it. We've done it 5 of the last 9 years, and we will this year, too. You do it just like crawfish boil, minus the crawfish, plus the turkey. It's the best, and the juice is delicious. It's not a pretty golden brown to put on the table, but you slice it up and put it on a platter, and it's perfection."
Wow.
That sounds hella tasty.
Yeah, and I want to remind you, this time of year, like, oysters are apparently getting, like, really good. They're, like, really nice and salty, and they're really, really good. Yeah. If you love oysters... especially like raw oysters, and you're doing any kind of a boil, crawfish boil or whatever, take a colander kind of thing, and put raw oysters in that, and then set that in the top of the boil, and let all of the spices from the boil, your crawfish or crabs or whatever, let that season the raw oysters. And, I mean, that stuff is awesome.
That sounds incredible. Here's just one more quick text message. It says, "I used to be a plumber. And it's not just the bathroom that causes all the problems the day after Thanksgiving. It's the kitchen sinks. We would spend all day only unstopping kitchen sinks."
Yeah, look, the bathroom and the kitchen sinks, I guess those are busy areas for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I mean, if you're doing a bunch of food prep, you're peeling vegetables and got the stuff flying off the turkey, you can't put all that down your sink unless you've got a disposal. And maybe even then, too much. Could get you a stop.
And some people are not paying attention because they're drinking a little bit.
Yeah.
And we talked about this yesterday. I want to remind you once again, don't drink and drive. And Thanksgiving is one of those holidays where people drink and drive, and there's not as much attention paid to drinking and driving on Thanksgiving as there is New Year's Eve, 4th of July, Memorial Day, Labor Day weekend. Excuse me. We have all these warnings about drinking and driving. So keep that in mind. I mean, it's okay if you drink. Just don't drive. And there's going to be a vigil for the three girls who were killed in that car accident when that POS guy shouldn't have been on the street. Three DWIs. One of them was dropped. He may have had connections. His big fat ass is in jail. He deserves to be there. And there's a vigil in Luling for the three girls. And there's going to be a memorial service at some point. I'm going to try to attend that. But really a very, very, very... a sad and tragic story And it can all be avoided by not drinking and driving. It's the day before Thanksgiving. I'm Scoot on the air. Yeah, that's quite a combination. Nicotine and gravy. That is Beck. All right, if you want to join us with a comment, the Oakwood Heart Jewelers talk and text line, 504-260-1870. And so what is the connection between TV dinners and Thanksgiving? We'll explain that next hour on WWL. I want to thank all of you who have sent text messages wishing Ian and I happy Thanksgiving. I want to thank both of you for that. I hope you have good memories of Thanksgiving, and I hope this Thanksgiving you can rekindle some of those positive memories, even if everybody's not there. You know, it's a time to kind of continue with tradition, because this is a very American thing to do, to celebrate Thanksgiving and to think about the things that we are grateful for. Okay, so we've got an article on our website titled QB versus Cops in Battle Over North Shore Casino. Drew Brees versus the cops over whether or not there should be a casino resort there. And Drew Brees is going to be calling the game with Mike Tirico in the booth tomorrow night in the Caesars Superdome. We'll talk about all of that, and we'll feature some segments from Adam Sandler's classic song, The Thanksgiving Song, coming up next hour. I'm Scoot on WWL.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.